What he's doing now, said Isabel. You think we should? It's a bit like spying.
So what? Scared?
All right. He flicked through until he came to the unfilled pages, and then turned back until he found the story of Albert's life, crawling across the page at surprising speed, considering it was the middle of the night. Most biographers didn't have much to say about sleep, unless the dreams were particularly vivid. Hold the candle properly, will you? I don't want to get grease on his life.
Why not? He likes grease.
Stop giggling, you'll have us both off. Now, look at this bit.
He crept through the dusty darkness of the stack, Isabel read, his eyes fixed on the tiny glow of candlelight high above. Prying, he thought, poking away at things that shouldn't concern them, the little devils.
Mort! He's... Shut up, I'm reading.
Soon put a stop to this. Albert crept silently to the foot of the ladder, spat on his hands, and got ready to push. The master'd never know he was acting strange these days, and it was all that lad's fault, and...
Mort looked up into Isabel's horrified eyes. Then the girl took the book out of Mort's hand, held it at arm's length while her gaze remained fixed woodenly on his, and let it go. Mort watched her lips move, and then realized that he, too, was counting under his breath. 3, 4. There was a dull thump and a muffled cry, and silence.
You think you've killed him? Said Mort, after a while.
What, here? Anyway, I didn't notice any better ideas coming from you.
No, but he is an old man, after all.
No, he's not, said Isabel sharply, starting down the ladder.
2,000 years? Not a day over 67.
The book said, I told you time doesn't apply here, not real time. Don't you listen, boy?
Mort, said Mort.
And stop treading on my fingers. I'm going as fast as I can.
Sorry.
And don't act so wet. Have you any idea how boring it is living here?
Probably not, said Mort, adding with genuine longing. I've heard about boredom, but I've never had a chance to try it.
It's dreadful.
If it comes to that, excitement isn't all it's cracked up to be. Anything's got to be better than this.
There was a groan from below, and then a stream of swear words. Isabel peered into the gloom.
Obviously I didn't damage his cursing muscles, she said. I don't think I ought to listen to words like that. It could be bad for my moral fibre.
They found Albert slumped against the foot of the bookshelf, muttering and holding his arm.
There's no need to make that kind of fuss, said Isabel briskly. You're not hurt. Father simply doesn't allow that kind of thing to happen.
What did you have to go and do that for? He moaned. I didn't mean any harm.
You were going to push us off, said Mort, trying to help him up.
I read it. I'm surprised you didn't use magic.
Albert glared at him.
Oh, so you found out, have you? He said quietly. Then much good may it do you. You've no right to go prying.
He struggled to his feet, shook off Mort's hand, and stumbled back along the hushed shelves.
No, wait, said Mort. I need your help.
Well, of course, said Albert over his shoulder. It stands to reason, doesn't it? You thought I'll just go and pry into someone's private life, and then I'll drop it on him, and then I'll ask him to help me.
I only wanted to find out if you were really you, said Mort, running after him.
I am. Everyone is.
But if you don't help me, something terrible would happen. There's this princess, and she...
Terrible things happen all the time, boy.
Mort!
And no one expects me to do anything about it.
But you were the greatest.
Albert stopped for a moment, but he did not look round.
Was the greatest. Was the greatest. And don't you try and butter me up. I ain't butterable.
They've got statues to you and everything, said Mort, trying not to yawn.
More fool them, then.
Albert reached the foot of the steps into the library proper, stamped up them, and stood outlined against the candlelight from the library.
You mean you won't help, said Mort. Not even if you can. Give the boy a prize, growled Albert, and it's no good thinking you can appeal to my better nature under this here crusty exterior, he added, because my interior's pretty damn crusty, too.
They heard him cross the library floor as though he had a grudge against it and slam the door behind him.
Well, said Mort uncertainly.
Well, what did you expect? Snapped Isabel. He doesn't care for anyone much except father.
It's just that I thought someone like him would help if I explained it properly, said Mort.